Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Right from the get-go, we go to our pals in D.C. from Talk Radio News, Victoria Jones. Victoria, of course, it's all about the election less than a month to go. I can't believe it. I seem to remember talking to you a year and a half ago about what we thought was going to happen, and you and I already pegged Romney as the guy. He's officially the guy, of course, now. And now it's down to the nitty-gritty. Obama on the campaign trail. If you read the headlines, it sounds like he was taking some swings. But then when you actually listen to how he said it, it's not quite the same thing. But he was talking about Romney and attacking him on abortion rights.
Right, he's attacking him on abortion rights, which, you know, he has an opening to do that because Romney's been changing his position on abortion rights, and which is, you know, fair game. You can do that because Romney's going after the voters who only started to pay attention in the last week of the campaign.
Yeah.
Those are the voters he's going after, and he may get them. I mean, who knows? He may get them. Obama better wake up to some of this stuff.
Yeah. Do you think, well, you're watching the polls, you've covered D.C. for a long time. I say this all the time, you know, people will tell me, oh, who cares about the polls, it doesn't really matter. But I always say there has to be something to the polls, because why would you pay to any pollster or to look at any of this information if some of it didn't ring true? So as you're saying there, if I'm a Democratic strategist, I have to be worried by all these gains that Romney's making. Do you think they're concerned?
Yeah, I think they should be concerned about it. Democratic strategist Stan Greenberg said that he was, you know, live doing this thing during the Obama's debate, and also spoke to women after the debate, and said Obama's drop was largely because of losing unmarried women. He lost unmarried women, and other polls subsequent have shown this to be the case, not only unmarried women, but women generally, which he was so strong with. He can't afford to lose women, and he can't afford to lose women. He's already lost men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think it comes down to the wire. I do. I don't think that this, initially I wouldn't have said that. I didn't say that a year ago, but now it's a much different race this time around, I think, because of what's happened. And this debate next Tuesday is huge, don't you think?
I think it's absolutely huge. And just today, you know, the things that Obama was saying, he was saying some stuff that looked okay in print, but when you heard the tone of his voice, he just sounded weary. You can't sound weary. You've got to sound energized. You've got to sound energized. You've got to sound like you're having fun with this.
Yeah, I agree. All right, one last thing. Benghazi and what happened in Libya and what happened at that consulate, that's what they were talking about on the Hill, obviously, with a hearing. What came out of that today, and what was the White House reaction?
Well, I was at the briefing with Jay Carney, and he was kept making the point that security was not inadequate. He said that several times, whether he used the word inadequate, but he did say that that there was not enough security. He said when four Americans are killed, there is not enough security. And he also said that the information that Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., had at that point is what they had at that point when she went on those Sunday shows, and that's what State Department official Patrick Kennedy testified to today, which is what he did, in fact. He said that no one in the administration knew all the answers, and that anybody who from the state who had gone on the Sunday shows when she did would have said the same thing that she said. And that is, in fact, what Patrick Kennedy said today. Nevertheless, she is being set up to be the fall guy in this by Daryl Issa, who I think will then go after Hillary Clinton and will then go after President Obama. I think that's the way it's going to go down. And but the State Department is saying something quite different from what the White House said, because the White House said that the attack followed on from protests outside the mission that were against the anti-Islam video. But the State Department says that, no, there were no protests that night. It was a very quiet night, as a matter of fact. There was nothing going on. And then a lot of very heavily armed men, a lot of them, showed up outside and eventually, you know, came in. In fact, they had never seen an attack on this scale. And in fact, Mr. Nordstrom, who is the State Department official responsible for security for American diplomats in Libya, said in his opening statement, he believes the committee will conclude that department officials conducted themselves professionally. He also said, and this is something that was in his written testimony but was not read out, but I think this is interesting. He said only a substantial increase in security could have prevented the attack. Having an extra foot of wall or an extra half dozen guards or agents would not have enabled us to respond to that kind of assault. Now, some Republicans have suggested that another half dozen guards or agents would have been enough. And he's saying, no, you would have needed considerably more. There's been quite a lot of argument back and forth about how many would have been right and whether they were asked for, whether they were denied. We don't know the answer to any of this, really, because the investigation by the FBI is ongoing at the moment.
Yeah, so we're not going to know that for a while. That exactly. Maybe the problem was it would have been better if they hadn't said anything and said, listen, we're putting the pieces together. It's difficult, but we don't know all the exact things that happened and how this went down. How come I don't get that, Victoria? Why not just say that instead of try to give these morsels of information and have it blow back on them at the White House?
Because what she said, and I listened to what Jay Carney said at the time, he was always very careful to say, and she did too, and some of it is not the piece that keeps re-airing on TV. She said, what the information that we have at this time.
Right,
and
at this time.
That's not what gets re-aired. She kept saying, this is the information that we have at this time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. There you go. Fair enough. And, of course, that's not what we hear. That's selective. All right. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, as always. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Coming up the rest of this hour on America Tonight, we're going to talk about now the evaporating lead of Barack Obama. Reuters' latest poll shows Romney is in the lead. Plus, counterfeit airbags. Who's thinking that? You know, we get in our car and like lemmings, are we worried about, geez, the airbags, they should work, correct? And we're not thinking that they're counterfeit airbags. Toyota with a massive recall and affirmative action. Remember affirmative action? Where do you stand on that when it comes to college admittance? The reason is because the Supreme Court is taking a look at a case and deciding the constitutionality of race quotas, of quotas. We've seen people balk on both sides of this, and now the Supreme Court, perhaps with a major decision, and we'll also continue to look at Benghazi and what happened there in the State Department saying on the Hill today that, yeah, they had adequate security. Well, that doesn't sound good, does it, when you have your major lieutenant colonel sitting before the guys in the suits saying that, it was definitely adequate. Adequate is a word that I would equate not to safety. I wouldn't want to have the two in the same sentence, but that's exactly how it was described. And they say for the threat level on the anniversary of 9/11, but of course the compound was overrun by that crazy, unprecedented attack, and we know the results for Americans dead, including Ambassador Stevens, who had been a lifelong diplomat. All right, on the flip side, talking a little affirmative action. Hang with us, everybody. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll leave you. She'll unease you. Her better just please you. She's cautious.
All right, we continue to take a turn here on America Tonight. If you want to ring in, affirmative action, is it an old policy that's not really working, practical when it first came up, but now antiquated in many, many ways, especially when it comes to academics? We'll certainly talk about that. Plus, previewing what's coming up with the VPs. Yep, the candidates will square off on Thursday. That happens in Kentucky. And will there be a draw? I've said this before earlier in the week, a complete knockout, a technical knockout. Or does somebody just kind of cave in the early rounds? I think this goes the distance, but will there be real fireworks? Because I'll tell you, some of the sauciest debating going on, and I've seen just little snippets of it, is what's happening in Massachusetts with Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren, and that's a contentious battle between the two. Warren representing the Democrats, trying to get that seat away from Brown that he jumped into when Ted Kennedy died. So he's the Republican candidate, and he's tough. He hangs tough in debates, but she does too, so they're going back and forth. And that's been some really crazy debating. I think he wins this, but barely. I think it's pretty close, and that's an important Senate race because, remember, the balance of power can shift on the Hill, and with the Senate, you got 33 seats that are up, and there's a couple that could play difference makers. That's one of them. The other is Missouri Todd Akin, the congressman trying to get the Senate seat from Claire McCaskill. It looked like he was toast after the legitimate rape comments, but lo and behold, he's back in it. Not blowing the doors off of her, though, in all the polls. They're pretty much neck and neck now at this point. The latest polls show that, so wow. And, you know, with the debating, when you just blow it, when you completely blow it, what do you do when you're the leader of the free world? when you're the leader of the free world and you get interviewed about it, you got to say, you were brutal. And that's what he's doing. Obama's trying to turn it around, admitting he just had a bad night and he's going to have to bounce back because next Tuesday is the next presidential debate, and that one's on our foreign policies. So if you're keeping score, Thursday the VP's in Kentucky, and then we go to the next presidential debate, and that's Tuesday, and the focus there is over what we do outside of the states. With Joe Biden and Paul Ryan, I think it's just wide open. Because it's one debate and it's wide open. A lot of different things could come up, and maybe that makes that a little bit more interesting since it's not a narrow deal. It's not all about the economy. It's kind of just cherry picking in a few different directions. And it's interesting because the latest Gallup poll, which was just released, shows that Romney's got a 49-47% lead among likely voters. A Reuters poll, I referenced that at the top, shows that they're tied. And the Fox News poll shows Romney 47%, Obama 46%. Then you take this thing called Real Clear Politics, right? And they do the average of polling. So when people want to whine and say, well, that poll's right, and that poll's leftist, and that poll is bogus, then you get the poll of polls, the granddaddy of them all. And so the average polling shows Romney leading by less than one percentage point in Florida, for example. Obama leading by the same margin in Ohio. And, of course, Obama was well ahead in those states just a handful of days ago. 2 weeks ago, Obama had a lead in Florida, had a lead in Ohio. That's huge for the Romney people. They got to pounce on that. And I think they are doing that. I think they're using the debate and the terrible debate to push home whatever Romney's pushing, which, of course, is the economy and jobs is the main focus. What's happening with the economy versus what has been happening the last 4 years and turning that around and creating 12 million jobs. Remember, that was what Romney proposed, is that if he got in, that was that would be pretty much the focus. All right, let's talk briefly here about really what ultimately before was counting heads or quotas. Quotas that some would say, if you look at history, might have been necessary because there was such an imbalance. The problem is, like so many things, I think, in this country, they swing in it too much in a different direction once it's unleashed. So affirmative action, in theory, was good and helped a lot of people that really should have had jobs and were qualified for jobs that they were being discounted for because of the color of their skin. Now we've seen things swing in a terrible direction when it comes to education, for example. You have what the Supreme Court's reviewing. It's actually called Abigail Fisher versus the University of Texas. And this has to do with getting into the University of Texas and the constitutional rights. And so what the Supreme Court listened to with oral arguments in that case is will they overturn a ruling that determined that campus diversity is a compelling state interest by finding that at the University of Texas, the admissions process was unconstitutional. But that would be a huge, major precedent that would outlaw affirmative action, because that would be how it would be across the board, if you think about it, what ultimately could be claimed there. And coming up in our next hour, we have just a terrific guest. We're going to talk about what this means. And we're going to talk about it with a man whose father was a civil rights icon, James Meredith, and who earned a spot because of his grades at Ole Miss in a tough time in the 60s, in the early 60s. And he says, John Meredith says, that it's wrong. Because, if we're going to talk about everybody's equal and we're going to be colorblind, you can't do this. It has to be on the basis of academics. It has to be that. The admissions has to be based on that. And, race-based admissions were outlawed in Texas in 1996 by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And now the U.S. Supreme Court is looking at this, the what they call the compelling state interest for classroom diversity that popped in 2003, because they reintroduced racial considerations then after it had been struck down in this whole application process. So think of that. Somebody's qualified. They have the better grades. They're in the top tier of whatever percentage applying, but they get axed out because of the color of their skin, because they don't have the right color. So I think this is, well, I know this is precedent setting, depending on what the Supreme Court says with this one. And you have a group called Project 21, and they're considered to be one of the leading voices for black conservatives, and really for the last couple of decades. And they actually filed an amicus brief on this, and this group is saying that it's not right, that this shouldn't be, and this wasn't something that Martin Luther King was looking for when he talked in his speeches about being colorblind. And that the application process to do that to people just is not fair. And that's not why or how, or really how, you want people to be admitted into a campus to get into a program. But maybe some other people would argue about campus diversity. So in the initial, when initially affirmative action came about, it was something that was needed in so many areas. But here we go of an area where it's tilted completely in the wrong direction. I don't understand why it wouldn't be about academics. I mean, you could take into account somebody's academic record and then also how well-rounded they are, looking at what they've done athletically or otherwise, if you had a close tie. But I agree. I agree with Project 21. I think it's wrong to admit somebody because now of the color of their skin, ultimately what that leads to and what that means and what it's saying about our society. You might not think that's fair, and I'm all wet on that one. And you might think the Supreme Court should just let it stay as is and not rule that it's unconstitutional. 855-266-HATE, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your 2 cents.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Debate. And, you know, if we were looking at a preview of it, as I said, it's pretty wide open because there's a lot of areas where they'll go with Biden and Paul Ryan on this one, since it's just one time. It's not a narrow focus in just one area, which makes it fun. And kind of everything would be fair game, I guess, so to speak. Here's what the president had to say about this upcoming debate.
Congressman Ryan is a smart and effective speaker, but his ideas are the wrong ones, and Joe understands that.
Ahead of this debate, Ryan says he knows the Achilles heel of Joe Biden. He's saying he knows how he can get the better of him. Ryan probably will be at his best when it comes to the debate format, but I don't think Biden would be a slouch in that area. I've already talked about that. You've seen him before in the past, and he could certainly spin it around. He's been a politician long enough, although politicking is much different than, I think, than debating. Clearly, we saw that with the president where he faltered and was stumbling for answers and ultimately a wrap. With debating, it's prepare, prepare. And know whatever your comeback is, your rebuttals, exactly where you stand and what could possibly happen. So ahead of this debate on Thursday, Ryan's doing what he does best. He starts to spar ahead of the time when he tells reporters he thinks that his opponent, that the biggest problem he's going to have to defend is the president's record. That's going to be the thing that they're going to be able to nail him about, meaning jobs and where we are and the deficit and fiscal cliff and, you know, those kind of things. That probably would be some of the areas where, not probably, it'll be the areas where he can level Biden. And Ryan can certainly remind Biden of things that had happened with the stimulus and that kind of stuff. And I think that's what they'll do. I think that if the economic portion of what's going on in this country comes up, which it will, that's exactly where he's going to nail him on what's happened in 4 years. Because see, here's the thing. When you have a track record and you got 4 years to go on, you have to look at the highlights and the lowlights. And so you tell me, what do you think the greatest hit has been for Barack Obama? And what's been the biggest miss? The biggest miss, without a doubt, is the economy. It's not like he could wave a magic wand and make everything poof back to the way it was pre-2008. But there were some massive misses with the stimulus, with failed programs when it comes to green energy, going green, some big-time flops, money that was pushed in the wrong direction. We see, like with the Chevy Volt and the batteries there, how all those people are losing their jobs. We could go back to Solyndra and the solar panels. If there was just a little checking, China was selling the crap out of solar panels at a much cheaper price in bulk, and there was no way to compete with them and the way they were able to smoke those bad boys out, how much they were producing. So if they had really, really vetted it before Solyndra went forward, they wouldn't have, I would hope, they wouldn't have granted that money, the guaranteed money to Solyndra. And see, all those things eventually start to add up. And then costing jobs in the Gulf after the oil spill, not drilling, even though there were safety precautions in place, or not looking at opening up Alaska, and then sitting here twiddling our thumbs and wondering, geez, what are we going to do? Even though we get most of our oil from Canada, if we're trying to not be so dependent on any foreign oil, then we have to open up some lanes and we have to develop more refineries. So what are we, you know, what direction are we headed in? Here's the thing. People that scream about going green and thinking that we should be more green and this is where we could create jobs. The other disconnect is for most people who are already taxed out the yang, if you tell them they have to have a certain thing up to a different code, meaning there's things that they have to install in their house, for example, they're not going to be able to afford it because it's not affordable. It's not affordable. It is definitely like the electric car. I think it was Dan in Texas who brought up the flop of the electric car. And I can remember people telling me and introducing me to people in Dallas that were going to produce electric cars. And it just flopped, went sideways. Because people don't understand the electric car thing. It's not mass produced, affordable. Where are you charging? And all of that is a mystery. And there's not enough charging stations. Now, there are some people with electric cars, but there wasn't enough interest in it, so it just dies off. Right now, you can't tell people that they have to drive an electric car. So they're opting not to do that. We are a nation that right now is absolutely dependent on oil. So you work around that scenario. People need it cheaper, people want it cheaper, or to keep it at a certain level. So to me, the biggest misses were in the financial areas and absolutely with stimulus and job creation. This is still the same thing. You can't wave a magic wand and make things happen, but certainly you could get the best economists around you, not the Goldman Sachs guys who are all cronies, and really, I think, spitball it out a little bit better and not have as many falls, any many falters like they have had with green energy, trying to pump money in that direction, and in some other directions as well. Stimulus, the money that went nowhere, the cash for clunkers, and we know a lot of the programs. And unfortunately, you only get so many misses. Three strikes and you're out. So to me, the three strikes are the economy, jobs, deficit, all of it related to the financial picture of our futures. The kids growing up behind who are incurring outrageous debt in school. And will, if they're not silver spoon kids or kids of means, they're going to have to start out already so far in the hole in debt that they're going to be digging for a lifetime trying to figure a way out of it. All right, let me throw out the digits, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A little of that, a little of this, that's how we roll. It's the buzz in the backyard. Let's go out to Tomas, who is, or Thomas, rather, who's listening to us in Bradenton, Florida. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, good evening. One thing is, talking about affirmative action, I think we need affirmative action for third-party candidates. I mean, that's something I'm not hearing yet, at least. And in my personal, just my humble opinion, you know, the affirmative action has been going to the powers that be for the longest time. I guess I'll be the, you know, the one call of, you know, someone who supports third parties and independence and does see the optimism and benefits of you know, electing who you really believe in, and finding that practical. And actually, I've interviewed over 50 independent third party candidates. I have the biggest list of interviews at libertarianprogressive.com than anybody, and these are all original interviews by me. And so that's the other choice. I mean, this is going to be a vicious cycle till we elect some new candidates.
You know, Thomas, let me stop you there. I always say this all the time, that we need a third party, a viable third party. But the problem is, you're right. So you've got this list. You've got these people that you've interviewed. I'm sure some of them are attractive candidates that people would probably be interested in, would listen to when it comes to libertarian point of views, that kind of stuff. But the problem is now, if at this point and where we are a month, less than a month till elections, and we've already got early voting and all that going on, as you know, pretty tough to muster up enough for somebody to climb that hill and beat Barack Obama, or if Mitt Romney's close.
Well, Gary Johnson, if he gets 5%, he gets $90 million, or the Libertarian Party does the following year, and same with Joe Stein. And we're talking about a congressional level. There is an emergency break in the Congress where it can be lifted really quick, even a month. People are giving Congress a 10% approval rating. There couldn't be a better time. This is when the powers that be least expected to have something unexpected. We're predictable. Let's do something unpredictable. Let's waste our vote on independent third-party candidates. Be fully, you know, there's 435 seats. If, you know, maybe if we try to propel so many through, we might at least get some in double-digit numbers. Ron Paul's going to be gone next year. Dennis Kucinich is going to be gone next year.
Yep.
I mean, who's going to step it up? I mean, it's just as simple as a decision. We don't need money. We just need to decide when we look at the ballot that no to Republican and no to you know, Democrats. And I've interviewed Green Party, Libertarians, Independents. I could fit in the Green Party. I could fit as a Libertarian. To me, I see more similarities because of the urgency now.
Yeah, libertarianprogressives.com, is that what it is? Libertarian Progression? Yeah, there we go. All right, so check it out, folks. Thomas, thanks for throwing in. He has a point there. For the presidential side of it, I don't see it, but when he's talking about Congress, absolutely. So check out some of those candidates maybe in your neck of the woods. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the final turn.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Across this great country, talking about choices with who you can vote for in this upcoming election. And, of course, a few of you smart Alex chiming in and saying, put a fake name, though I don't want Obama friends calling me. That's Harmony. There are people that sometimes do go in and they just fill in, you know, Elsie the Cow or whatever. They put in fake names. The third-party candidates, though, Thomas, who called in, and has this website where he's talked to all these people, he does make a point when it comes to the Hill and the elections there and the fact that we're seeing, you know, no Ron Paul, as we know, and what a great banner he carried for so long, fighting the good fight over the Treasury Department and what was happening there, and especially when it comes to the Fed and why even do we have this Federal Reserve. It's sort of like, they're like an arm of the Vatican. They just decide what's going to happen. Oh, interest rates. The great Ben Bernanke. Let me think here. How can I manipulate these numbers? And a lot of what Ron Paul said as far as big government, small government, all this stuff, I would have agreed with. It's funny because now other people have adopted his stances. And some people thought he was kind of off the rails. And now they're actually embracing the things that he said for a long time. But the point is, there's no Ron Paul, Dennis Kucinich, those kind of people. So where are the alternatives? Where are those third-party people? And how do you get more of them elected so that you have a different kind of balance there? I saw a program, I watched a program that was actually on the Big Bird station, PBS. Somebody told me about it. It was called The Choice. It was a two-hour show that talked about Romney and Obama, how they grew up very differently, and their paths to getting to where they are now. And in the documentary, it was a Frontline documentary that I thought was interesting. There was the one comment about Obama thinking what should happen in politics, taking what he learned in Harvard and thinking that it would apply when, as a novice with no record and just really running for president, let's face it, when he got into the Senate, that what he realized is you can't play that way. You have to operate within the bounds of the machine. So I would say in hearing that, and I say this all the time, we need to smash the machine no matter what, especially on the legislative level. Let's have people that represent people. They can be career politicians, but they have to be the kind of career politicians that you want to represent you, not the kind of people that are getting a 10% approval rating or worse. They've been in the 10s and 12s and 15s for a long time, and that's a sad state of affairs. Are we just blaming the government? Are we just saying it's their fault? Are we just finger-pointing? I don't think so. Not on a lot of the issues. Not on the logjam that we see when it comes to the deficit and holding people hostage. Remember 2 years ago? And this is the continuing theme in Washington. And the special interests. Oh, yes, okay, we've taken care of special interests. Except for not really. Not when it benefits us. Then we're back to the business of special interests. All right, I don't want to leave the show this hour without talking about this for a second or two. The Libya attacks. Obama's getting terrible marks when it comes to that in any of the polls. Two-thirds of voters concerned about the way the changing story kept going on with the consulate attack in Libya. I mean, this is the story that just they can't crush. It's just not going to die, and it's like the telephone game. It changes. No, whoever tells it. Every day it changes. And that's the problem. There's frustrations over that. So if you've got half of voters who say, no, we hate it, we disapprove, it's not right, they didn't handle this Libya thing right, this will be part of the consulate attack, will be part of what's discussed next Tuesday in the next presidential debate. But on the Hill, they're looking into this. You know, the FBI, of course, has been investigating. And there are questions that abound as to, hey, security. Yeah, we had adequate security. So Daryl Issa is saying, you know what? We owe it to the Republican congressman from California. Says we owe it to the American people to get to the bottom of this nonsense. To, you know, we owe it to the victims to find out what the truth is here. Who knew what? And how come... How did they get into the consulate in the first place the way they were able to, and it had nothing to do, did it have anything to do, which I think it had nothing to do with the, you know, with the film, with the anti-Muslim, you know, Prophet Muhammad nonsense that was pumped out there on YouTube, but it was easy, in fact, to point to that. So every day we kind of get a different timeline of what happened at the consulate. And the top of the show, you heard me say to Victoria, well, why are they saying that? Why even say that in the first place? If you're not sure of what's happening, bag off of it. Just bag off of the whole thing until you re-rack and you know what the answer is or you're close to it. But what happens is these misfires. So I think the White House is trying to protect the president from whatever the political backfire or blowback is going to be, and especially in an election year. So then it's not clear what has happened. The White House says, well, we didn't do it. They point to something else. But in the end, the, you know, it makes reporters more curious, and they just get bombarded by more questions, and eventually the real story is wrangled out of the White House or the State Department or somewhere else eventually as to what happened. I mean, apparently Ambassador Stevens had actually warned the administration that he was an al-Qaeda target. His security folks repeatedly warned that the situation was awful in eastern Libya. But in Washington, they didn't pay attention to it. They didn't take it seriously for some reason, because he asked for additional security, supposedly, for himself and for others at the consulate, and didn't apparently get it. The security was denied, denied, denied. So then what happens? Four Americans are dead. So somebody's to blame for that, because they weren't paying attention when they said from the consulate, we're in trouble here. The ambassador, they want to blow him away. We need help before he's assassinated. And they didn't get it. Who makes those decisions? Who knew about this? It's like the same thing. You want to know who made the final call for it? Okay, no, we've got to tighten our belts, so can't have that extra security. Then you have the lieutenant colonel, who's the lead guy for security, testifying on the Hill and saying that there was adequate security. I mean, using the word adequate, what does that sound like? You know, if I'm a family member of Stevens and I hear it was adequate, that's just lame. It was adequate. That's what we had for a guy who had a target painted on his back in a place that was, you know, one step above hell. But he was there because he's a career guy, and boy, the people in Libya were really leaning on him. So that's the big mistake here, is the connecting of the dots, and I think trying to cover it up so that there's nothing that touches the president when he's running for re-election. Now, that, you know, ultimately, that is the biggest problem, and that's why it came out, and the timeline, I think, came out so convoluted because of that. So somebody tries to push it off to the side, that just makes it more attractive for people to dig into it. And in Washington, you know, you got to fill the quotas of the stories when you work for the Post and you cover the White House, or you work for the Times, you work for one of the networks, and this is what you do. You got to find, you know, you got to find a good one. And there's a good one. They just serve it up on a platter, and it's their fault for not addressing it head on. Then they wouldn't have had so much attention, so much of a spotlight on it. Any thoughts on the show? Boy, you can shoot them to me. Just go to the website. Plus, you can check out our pictures from Ireland. They're all posted there if you click on the blog. And some of the great interviews if you go to What You Missed. That's AmericaTonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.